Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous, female-fronted radio week after week. So much music to cram into this 2-hour mixtape. Coming up in the first hour alone, I have music on the way from Mitski, music on the way from the Minor Birds, Beth Ditto, new music this hour from Allison Russell. I've got Mavis Staples on the way, as well as a few other treats and tricks up my sleeve. We are going to start the entire 2 hours off with brand new music out of Toronto. Amara is her name. Amara is the multimedia moniker of Toronto musician, actor, and filmmaker Kaelin Ohm. Her new debut album, Child of Venus, is classic era dream pop at its core, with reverb-drenched guitars, soaring synths, and layered vocals. You listen for yourself. This is what Amara sounds like right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Found it, the one that you've been looking for.
I could not resist playing that particular card that I had up my sleeve. Music right there from one of the most popular vocalists of the 1980s, an arena rocker with power chords, tough sexuality, and powerful vocals. I am talking about the legendary Pat Benatar. Reaching back to her 1979 debut album, In the Heat of the Night, we heard the song I Need a Lover from Pat Benatar. In the middle, something thoroughly more modern. It is music from indie rocker Mitski. Yes, she does have a new album out, but I still can't let go of her last album, Laurel Hell. We reach back to that album for her song, The Only Heartbreaker. I always kind of feel there's Pat Benatar vibes to that particular Mitski album and Mitski track we heard. And then we started the entire 2 hours off with new music from Toronto alternative artist Amara. Her debut album is called Child of Venus, released earlier this year back in the summer. We heard the song New Love's Mortal Coil from Amara. Keeping things going, speaking of new music, another album that's absolutely caught my ear from new music in 2023 is music from a duo named Cloth. Now, Cloth is made up of Glaswegian twins Rachel and Paul Swinton, who make textured and dreamy indie rock. Their sophomore album is called Secret Measure. Listen for yourself. I think you're going to thoroughly enjoy them. I think they fit well with the vibe that we're kind of crafting here right now on Girly So Groovy. It's Cloth. Thank you.
but there must be a little I'm left in us.
We could run.
celebrating voices and songs that just need to be heard. This is Girly So A Groovy. Music there from Beth Ditto, former frontwoman to the band The Gossip. Beth Ditto struck out on her own in 2017 when she released her debut solo album, Fake Sugar. We heard the song We Can Run. It's an absolute anthem of a song for anyone who dares to be different in a world that so often wants to put you in a box and just have an absolute sense of who you should be. We Can Run is just the opposite of that, running from any boxes that people want us to be in. Before Beth Ditto, we had music from the one-woman band, the Mina Birds, with her song Wildfire. You can find that on her album, Lovers Know. And then we started the set off with music from Scotland. It's Scottish indie rock duo Cloth. The new album is called Secret Measure, released in the spring back in May. We heard the song Lido from Cloth. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next half hour of Girly So Groovy, the next 90 minutes of Girly So Groovy. But I just want to remind you that you do not have to sit by a radio for a full 2 hours to enjoy Girly So Groovy. Know that you can listen at your leisure anytime by finding us online. You can find Girly So Groovy on the free, no membership required website, Mixcloud. Simply go to the website, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you'll find the last 10 weeks worth, that's 20 hours of Girly So Groovy, waiting for you to press play and pause. And like I said, listen at your leisure. In fact, speaking of the last 10 weeks worth, included in that list are our July, August, and September Trailblazer series. Every month we're picking a trailblazing, groundbreaking artist. In September, we just did Tina Turner. In August, we celebrated Sinead O'Connor. And in July, it was PJ Harvey. If I am correct, you have one more week to enjoy that PJ Harvey show. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Coming up in the next 30 minutes here on Girly So Groovy, I have music on the way from UK DJ Tisha, as well as new music from Alison Russell, Mavis Staples coming up. But coming up after a quick break here on Girly So Groovy, it is music from a trio who find a home on Daptone Records. It is a trio that makes absolute raw blues, beautiful soul, gritty R&B, and gravelly gospel. I am talking about the Como Mamas up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out the way?